This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
On X at Rich Zeoli. Either way, this is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Book your September to remember stay. Earn resort credits and earn 10% off room rates. See GrandHotelCapeMay.com for details. I'm very happy to welcome back to the show the man who was the lieutenant governor of California at a time when the state was much more sane, Abel Maldonado, and he joins us now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Mr. Lieutenant Governor, former sir, I don't want to associate you with this administration, of course, on X at Abel Maldonado. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Rich. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing really well. I'm excited about the prospect of world peace. That makes me very happy. I'm sure it makes you happy as well.
Absolutely. President Trump has been doing, he's been on a mission to end all these fighting around the world, killing innocent people, and he's 6 for 6. And hopefully he can get this one completed ASAP and move forward. He personally has said it. It's taken a little longer than he thought. It was a little harder than he thought. But he hasn't given up, and I'm proud of him for continuing to create and hopefully peace soon in Ukraine with what's going on over there, Rich.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's high stakes, obviously, but it's a big deal. And I think to get these world leaders in the room, NATO and European leaders and have President Putin come here on Friday. It's a big deal, too. This is great. And like he said, you know, he's not doing this for his health. He really wants to see the killing stop. I think we all do. I think we've had it with these endless wars. I mean, enough is enough, you know.
Exactly. And just to see the images of him with all these world leaders and then him with Putin a couple of days ago. I mean, the guy is a nonstop hard worker. I mean, who else would be doing this? Is all President Trump telling his staff, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and then we're going to do this, and we're going to end the war. It's all him, and I'm proud of him. He's got to keep going.
Yeah, I agree. Turning to your state of California, the governor there, Gavin Newsom, he's on a warpath now to try to redistrict California in response to what Texas is doing. The difference, as I see it, is what Texas is doing is legal. What he's trying to do is specifically not legal. And your former boss, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who you served under as lieutenant governor, Mr. Maldonado, he said specifically that what Gavin Newsom is doing is illegal. And he said he's going to fight him on this.
It is illegal. And Gavin Newsom is one of the worst governors that California has ever had. If you look at his track record, I mean, this is a complete $200 million vanity project for Gavin Newsom paid for by California taxpayers. It's really incredible that he can get away with this. The polling says it's not going to pass. Remember, we had crime through the roof in California, Rich. We talked about this during Kamala Harris running for president. And there was an initiative put on by the voters, Prop 36. Gavin threw everything at it to oppose it. The people passed it. So we're going to have to go out there and fight him again. This guy, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. He's worthless. Yeah. And he wants to turn America to what California looks like. $5 gas today, train to nowhere, billions of dollars for a train to nowhere. The Pacific Palisades fire, Rich, you saw what happened in America and here in California. 14,000 structures burned down, firefighters pulling up to water hydrants, no water in the hydrants. This is Gavin Newsom's California. I can go on and on and on. This guy's not going to stop. He's doing it for himself. Let's not forget COVID. I mean, he went out and said, churches, you're going to shut down. No church services. I'm worried about the choir when they're singing, creating an environment will create more COVID. This is who he is, all while he was at the French Laundry having dinner with his staff that today is the one putting this initiative on the ballot. It's just crazy. We're going to have to defeat him again, and we can't stop. I mean, this guy is horrible. You know, Rich, what he wants to do. Yep. He wants to be president. He wants to win the nomination, and part of me wants him to win the nomination, Rich, because I was in Pennsylvania for 7 weeks. Yep. I went to every county in Pennsylvania. They didn't put up with Kamala Harris. They're not going to put up with Gavin Newsom. But for now, we got to defeat this initiative. I was on the Citizens Commission campaign to pass that initiative, as was Governor Schwarzenegger. It was passed by the voters, and now he wants to undo it. Why? Because he feels this is a way for him to get his name out there on the national level. This is all about him. If he picks up more 4 seats, as more Democrat delegates for California, he wants to get the nomination. It's about him. It's about $200 million paid for by the taxpayers for him. It's crazy. We have to expose him.
And he's worried about losing a seat in the House when they redistrict in 2032. Because of all the people who are leaving California because of his policies.
Exactly. So he's worried about Texas. Texas is saying to themselves, well, we should look at a mid-year redistricting because every person's voice should count. And we have all these people that are running from California going to Texas. So let's do a redistricting mid-year, which I get it. I understand it. And it's Gavin's people leaving. It's our people. When I campaigned in Pennsylvania, I met a lot of Californians, but when I campaigned in Arizona, Nevada, Texas, and Florida, I met a hell of a lot of Californians that were running from Gavin Newsom, and now he wants to run for president, Rich? My God, please help. Please say no. We need to end this guy's career now and forever.
Yeah, no, listen, Abel Maldonado, I agree with you. And so everybody understands the proposition that you and Governor Schwarzenegger worked on back then to take politics out of redistricting and that the voters approved, that everybody overwhelmingly approved in California. What does it do?
Absolutely, Rich. I mean, if you go to traditional gerrymandering done by politicians, it's the foxes building the hen house. Mm-hmm. That's why we worked hard to eliminate it, because politicians drawing lines to protect themselves. So we came up with an idea: is let's get an independent commission of independent folks, independent Californians who are going to do the right thing. And we might not be happy with a seat or two, but at the end of the day, that we're going to take into consideration communities of interest, that we're going to take in consideration the whole state as a whole and move forward. And the people of California voted for it, Rich. It passed with over 60% of the vote. And now this guy's trying to undo that because he's trying to get his name out there on a national level. He's trying to, you know, revenge with Texas. And they're going to pick up seats. We're going to pick up seats. And by the way, California taxpayers, you're going to pay for this.
$200 million when, in fact, they're the ones that voted for this commission. So he thinks it's going to be easy. No, it's not. We're going to defeat him again in November. The legislature's back today. Tomorrow they're going to have their elections hearing, Rich. They're going to put it they've got the votes here to put it on the ballot. It's going to go to the ballot. And, you know, we're going to have to raise money. We're going to have to distract ourselves from what we're doing to defeat this man. But we have no choice. He talks about President Trump doing away with democracy. He's doing away with the democracy in California. It's just crazy.
Yeah, well said. I mean, well said. This to me is an assault on democracy in California, 100%. But that's Gavin Newsom, right? I mean, he's one of the biggest hypocrites ever. I mean, you brought it up earlier when you said French Laundry. I mean, here he is shutting down businesses. I've made this point so many times, and I don't think enough people realize it. They don't make movies in California anymore. I mean, Hollywood has fled California because of Gavin Newsom. Because during COVID, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong here, but the lockdowns are so extreme, and the regulations are so extreme, the taxes are so high. Georgia's welcomed them with open arms. The UK's welcomed them with open arms. When I was there in March, and we did a Universal Studios tour, there was nothing. And I mean, they were filming nothing when we were there. And I read this article from a few years ago how during COVID, Tom Cruise got the UK to finish production of Top Gun Maverick, and all these movie studios now left. I watched the new Superman movie, and it was shot in the UK, New Zealand, and Georgia. And I thought, man, unbelievable how this guy has managed to ruin the industry that, at least for a lot of people, I know you're a farmer, and I know agriculture is huge, and, you know, almonds and everything else. But for a lot of people, they would associate California, Hollywood with movies. Well, not so much, thanks to Gavin Newsom.
Absolutely, Rich. And, you know, as you stated, I'm a farmer. And deep down in my heart, if I could pick up my land and move it to another state and have the same weather, I would do it, because this state is going to get worse before it gets better. Rich, this guy has broke our state. I mean, he spent $24 billion on the homeless population. We lost the money and homeless population went up, Rich. We can't make this up. $15 billion on a train. There's no train being built.
Tell me about the train. I want to hear about the train to nowhere.
I mean, it's a train that was supposed to go from Los Angeles to San Francisco, and it started at a cost of about $3 billion, and it went to $4 billion. Now it's $20 or $30 billion. We've spent $15 billion. This guy did it all. We don't have a truck to start. We don't have anything, and the taxpayers have paid for it. Gas today, Rich, I'm paying $5. $5 today. Oof. And this guy wants to be president. That's what this guy wants to do. And, you know, I'm going to share this with you, with your listeners. I went out and campaigned hard against Kamala Harris. This guy's worse than Kamala Harris. So we've got our hands worked. We've got our work cut out with this guy. Let's not forget, Rich, this guy goes on Sean Hannity. He'll go on Joe Rogan.
Yep.
This guy will do whatever he'll do to get elected. He is not going to stop, but we must stop him. And I hope we can stop him here in California in November so he doesn't run for office. I have nightmares over a Gavin Newsom AOC ticket in America. I'm telling you, I have those nightmares.
Well, he is worse than Kamala Harris because he's smarter than her and he's more dangerous than her because he's
exactly.
A shapeshifter. He's a political shapeshifter. So he'll be whatever
exactly.
He has to be. I mean, the joke I made is that Gavin Newsom is going to call for the recall of Gavin Newsom because he pretends to flip flop on all his policies, but he really doesn't. I mean, he says one thing and does the other, and then he talks out of both sides of his mouth. He's so slick, and that's what makes him so dangerous.
100%. You hit the nail on the head, Rich. I've known him for 24 years. Obviously, he replaced me in the lieutenant governor's office. I know him very well. I watched him in San Francisco. Look at San Francisco. San Francisco, people are walking like zombies down the street. That's Gavin's city. I can go. I I've researched this guy. If he gets the nomination, I'm going to be living in Pennsylvania again. This guy cannot be president, my friend.
Well,
there's no way we can let him do that.
We'd love to have you back to help us defeat him. We'd take you with open arms. I want to play a clip for you, Abel Maldonado, if I could, former lieutenant governor. This is, you know, he always says that Trump is a dictator and Make America Great Again is a racist code. So I want to play for you a clip. This is 2011, cut 23. Go ahead.
And my plan, just quickly, Scott, is not about getting us back so that we're sustainable. It's about getting us back to our greatness. I mean, that's the plan. California has always been about greatness. Between 1950 and 1980, this state was great in every way, shape, or form. From a jobs perspective, we grew a job growth on an annual basis of 3.7%, the nation at 2.2%. We substantially outperformed the rest of the nation in job creation. But since 1980 to 2010, these numbers came out in March. We have flatlined at 1.1%.
So has he made California great again?
Rich, let me tell you, my friend, that clip right there says it all. Did you listen to him rattle numbers off and rattle this off and the growth 1% 1950 to 1980? This guy is shrewd, man. Yeah. This guy could sell a ice cube to an Eskimo, my friend. We need to shut him down. We need to expose who this man really, really is. I'm telling you, and I know who he is, and I'm just getting started, my friend. I'm not going to stop. This guy can never be the president of our country.
Well, my message to my fellow conservative talk show hosts and TV hosts and podcasters out there is, please stop normalizing this guy. Expose him.
Right. Expose them. 100% Rich.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I enjoy it. You're one of my favorite guests, and I encourage everybody
to follow you
on X at Abel Maldonado. Come back and talk to us again soon, please.
Thank you, Rich, so much. Stay the course, my friend.
You too, buddy.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Zeoli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Yes, and thank you again for coming to Cape May. Sean, thank you for filling in for Justin today. You're doing a great job with the music, by the way. Some unique tunes we haven't heard in a while, so thank you. And Matt DeSantis, you're here too.
It was nice having everybody in person, like all the guests in person on Friday. I feel like I didn't get as much abuse as I usually receive.
No, you didn't. I was distracted by the Make America Hot Again hotties.
That's why I want them on as regular guests.
Yeah. Yeah, it was 90 minutes of time that I didn't have to beat up on you. And then, of course, Benedict Coates took an hour away from me beating up on you. So there was that. So that it was a lot of airtime they took. And then and Mike Donahue was 30 minutes of me not being able to beat up on you. All told, that was a lot of time that I did not have to go after you and tack you in person. So.
It was a great day to be Matt DeSantis at the Grand Hotel. I'm not gonna lie. It was my favorite broadcast, I think.
Next week is Be Nice to Matt DeSantis week. Are you looking forward to that?
Wait a second. Next week is Be...
Yeah. The big week.
Aren't you on vacation next week?
Right. For Be Nice to Matt DeSantis
that
week.
That doesn't count. That doesn't count at all. Because usually if you're out, I end up like weaseling my way out of work as well. There's no point in me being here if you're not here.
Well, yeah.
Maybe we should do it the first week of September. Oh, definitely the first week of September, especially if we have something big that week that we're working on.
Oh, okay. Did you email our friend?
Yeah, I'm about to send an email right
now.
All right,
good. Excellent. Maybe they can accommodate us for that. We'll see. So the update is the meeting with President Trump and the European leaders and Zelensky has concluded. We are waiting to see if the president and the European leaders say anything. The meeting has wrapped up. We'll have some audio for you in a couple minutes of what they said earlier when they announced the meeting. And we've played some clips of the president and Zelensky, who wore a suit, by the way, at the White House today. And that happened. We'll get that for you. And we're also going to talk to our buddy Daniel Turner. There's a big story that his group has exposed today, Power of the Future. And he sent me the story earlier. So we're going to grab him on the show today. Big breaking story. As a top energy group calls for a probe into secretive national lawfare campaign to influence judges on climate. Right. So we're going to talk about that with our buddy Daniel Turner a little bit later in the show today. But I wanted to share this with you as we continue here. The yes. OK, it's this. I know what it was. If I can find it here. I think it's somewhere. Yes, Denzel Washington, combating cancel culture and saying that he doesn't care who's following me because you can't be canceled if you don't sign up. Look, I agree with this very, very much. And I think that we live in an age right now of keyboard warriors who are not nearly representative of any majority whatsoever. We saw this with the pushback from American Eagle and the Sydney Sweeney Jeans campaign. How they said, we're just ignoring you. They did not bend a knee to the woke mob. That's good. And we saw this with Dunkin' Donuts, who jumped on and did their own ad, and they didn't care. The woke mob, the cancel culture in general, is over. It is, and good, you know, and I hope it doesn't come back anytime soon. It will eventually. Like I've told you, these things run in cycles. woke is not dead any more so than Jason Voorhees or Freddy Krueger's dead. I mean, at some point, Michael Myers will make an appearance in another Halloween movie. But for the moment, it is at least not around in the ecosystem of our culture. Let's hope it stays that way for at least a while. Here's Denzel Washington, cut number 20.
Do you guys consider being quote unquote canceled?
What does that mean, being canceled?
It means you lose public support.
Who cares? What made public support so important to begin with?
I guess because followers now are currency.
I don't care who's following. Okay? You can't lead and follow at the same time, and you can't follow and lead at the same time. I don't follow anybody. I follow the heavenly spirit. I follow God.
Amen.
I don't follow man. I have faith in God. I have hope in man. But look around. It ain't working out so well. Yeah. Forget being followed. You can't be canceled if you haven't signed up. Don't sign up. Get me started. My chest starting to hurt. You know, chest getting tight. Talking about it. I could care less.
Well, there you go. I mean, he's right about that. And there are a lot of people out there who say stupid things for the purposes of getting views and likes and accounts and that sort of thing. I'm not one of them. I do say creative things sometimes. Like, not since the judge and my cousin Vinny has anyone been so happy to see a guy show up in a suit. I tweeted that out today. You can follow me on X at Rich Zeoli. But no, I do think we live in a time where people say things for the sake of outrage. And that certainly is no doubt about it, a problem in the time we live in. And the other thing, too, is that we've got people who are completely irrelevant, who are trying for relevancy, like James Comey, for example. Former FBI director, who's under investigation now for his role in the Russia collusion hoax. Also, for the Epstein cover-up, James Comer today announced they are getting all the Epstein files. They brought Bill Barr in today, the former attorney general, swamp creature. They are just starting now with that investigation. That investigation is going to go full bore. I say, great, good, let's go. I can't wait. I'm excited. I want to get the truth. I want to get all the truth. We deserve the truth. But here he is. He's apparently a Swiftie. He put out a 5-minute video talking about how Taylor Swift inspires him and how she helps him, a grown man now, mind you, and not a man with young girls. I have to tell you, I have two young daughters, as you know. Claire will be 9 years old next week, Labor Day, as a matter of fact, or September 2nd, whatever, is that Labor Day or the day after. And Reagan's 5. Claire loves Taylor Swift. I put it on in the car. I'm a dad. And this is what dads have to do. If you've got young girls or maybe granddaughters, you know exactly my pain. But I'm not a Swiftie. I certainly don't look to Taylor Swift for inspiration. I think her whole stupid thing with her dumb fake boyfriend is stupid. But I also think it's ridiculous that the former FBI director has taken time out of his day to talk about this. But he's also taking time out from looking at seashells on the beach. So I guess there's that. Cut 25.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to my Substack. Last week's cold turns out to have been COVID. Quite a flashback.
Aw.
And Donald Trump is still president and still humiliating America on a national stage standing next to Vladimir Putin. It's like a dream, a bad dream you can't wake up from. But I don't want to talk about that bad dream this week. I want to talk about a truly inspirational public figure named Taylor Swift. Of course, I watched her podcast interview with the Kelce brothers. Of course, I watched the whole thing.
Of course you did.
On YouTube, Patrice and I got kicked off for the last 15 minutes and finished it on her phone. But I watched it.
Of course you did.
You see, Taylor Swift and I go way back. I went to my first concert of hers 15 years ago. I've been to a second, and I have helped financially support the attendance of a lot of family members at others.
Mm.
I'm in a family's Swiftie group chat.
Mm.
I know all her music, and I listen to it in my headphones when I cut the grass.
Wow.
So, yes, I have a favorite of hers, although honestly, for me, it's a tie between All Too Well, 10-minute version, and Exile featuring Bon Iver.
I would say you got to give back your man card, but you've never had one, so there's nothing to give back. The fact that you're admitting any of this is amazing, and the fact that Trump was with Putin on Friday, you put out this stupid video, he's with Zelensky today, and NATO, and the European leaders today. But you put out your dumb video before all that happened. So now you look like a real dummy. But you really look like a dummy when you said you put your AirPods in and mow your lawn listening to Taylor Swift. And you're a grown man. The only reason why any man listens to Taylor Swift is because they have daughters who make them put Taylor Swift on in the car. Or because they get dragged to a concert and have to pay exorbitant amounts of money, basically ransom money, to see her. That's it. And he's like Chris Christie with Bruce Springsteen. It really is painful. Cut 26.
I don't want us to become like Trump and his followers. There are far more decent, honest, kind people in America than there are mean jerks.
Let me just stop it right there for a second. There are 75 to 80 million people that voted for Trump. I don't know the numbers offhand, but that's, you see, again, taking shots at who? You, the followers. This is the key mistake the left keeps making. And yeah, I'll put James Comey in that group, in addition to being the architect, the primary architect, as far as I can tell, one of the top primary architects of Russia collusion, a man who weaponized the government against a citizen running for political office and then spied on American citizens and cost the American taxpayers $100 million with Russia collusion, weaponizing the FBI, our federal law enforcement, national intelligence. He attacks the supporters. He hates you. He hates everybody who voted for Donald Trump. He hates you. Like Howard Stern, like Bruce Springsteen, they hate you. It's not a matter of Trump. It's you. It's the clip I played of Howard Stern when he said, I don't hate Trump. I hate you. I hate you for voting for him. This is the thing that the left will never understand. And until they let go of this hatred for Trump supporters and voters, I mean, and not everybody who voted for him wears a MAGA hat. Many of those 75 or 80 million people just voted for the guy. But it doesn't matter. In Comey's mind, they're all the same. They're one and the same. It doesn't matter. And he brings up Putin, just like Hillary Clinton brings up Putin, because they are obsessed with this idea of keeping the Russia collusion narrative going. You know why? Because they're hoping they can stay out of jail, out of legal water. I don't know if they'll wind up in jail, but they're at least hoping that as long as they can keep this myth alive, a myth that has been so debunked now, they can at least stay out of legal jeopardy, I guess. All right, Daniel Turter is going to join us as the green left is trying now to influence corrupt judges across the country. We'll talk about that as we continue along the show here today. And I want to tell you about my great friends at Tri-County Auto Group, because they're amazing. And they are our official car sponsor with incredible specials for August, including leasing a new 2025 Jeep Wrangler Sport 4XE. For only $349 a month for 36 months. Or check out a new 2025 Jeep Compass Limited and lease that for only $329 a month for 36 months. Hurry in. These offers won't last long. You know what I love about Tri-County Auto? The people that are there. Brian Krieger, his wife Cheryl, the whole team there. They stand with us. They are the official Zioli Show car sponsor. And Tri-County's easy to get to right off of 422. Limerick, Collegeville, King of Prussia, that whole area, and anywhere easy to get to. And show them love and support. They'll take great care of you. They'll make the entire process easy, no pressure. And they've got great American cars. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. But if you want to go Toyota, and more Toyotas are made right here in the United States as Toyota makes a great investment in America, they've got great Toyotas during their national sales event. You can lease a new 2025 Tacoma four-wheel drive double cab SR5 for just $259 a month for 36 months. You can buy and get rates as low as 3.75 for 48 months. And the best part about Tri-County Auto is that not only will you have an incredible experience, you can see the entire inventory online at tricounty.com. You can finance at 5.99% for 60 months. They have previously owned vehicles, some under $20,000. And from start to finish, you'll be happy. That's the key right there. If you buy American, and I love the pride of buying American, you can deduct that interest on your tax return thanks to the One Big Beautiful Bill. So what are you waiting for? Go and see them today. Just go to tricounty.com and see more. For me, I drive a Jeep Wrangler. have a top off this weekend because the weather was great. And yeah, it rained last night, so I had to put it back on. But that's right. When it was beautiful out, I enjoyed the freedom. And I love it. I love the pride of driving American, but I love the pride of supporting a great dealership like Tri-County Auto. So do it today. Tricounty.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Zelensky and the leaders of the European countries, NATO, etc., etc. We have some audio of that, which we will share with you in a matter of moments. Also, too, what we're waiting on is Zelensky's going to be interviewed by Fox News. So if they break any news for us, we'll also bring that to you on this very historic day. Welcome back to the show. That is our big story brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. It is not about cost. It is about care and commitment to dental excellence. So schedule your appointment with Dr. Mike today. Get a level of care that you deserve. Call 856-786-2020 or visit VeneriaDental.com. Daniel Turner is the founder and executive director of PowerTheFuture.com. He's fighting the commies and he hates a lot of people. You're not one of them, though. Daniel Turner, my man, what's up?
I like you very much, and I like your producer, Matt, very much. But otherwise, I hate most other people.
Funny, because I can't stand my producer, Matt, but I do like you very much, Daniel Turner. And I like bourbon.
Yes.
If bourbon and were seafood. A person, I would like him very much, too.
Yeah, so. Yeah, absolutely. And I can't stand environmental leftists, and that's who we battle every day.
Now, do I understand correctly you're going to be on Fox News tonight? Is there a Fox Business or something?
Yeah, Fox Business in about 30 minutes or so.
All right. Well,
so I'm actually standing outside their offices waiting to go in.
Look at you, big time. All right, we'll tune in to that. If we don't have any breaking news, we'll watch you. But you're doing that because you broke a big story today. You're going after some judges and some green groups that are funding these judges. Yeah. So tell us all about it.
Yeah, we're going after this organization, which, you know, under the guise of raising awareness or educating people for climate change, really all it is a bunch of green leftists who have endless pockets of cash, where they invite these judges and their lovely spouses to 4 and 5 days at the Four Seasons to talk about climate change. But, you know, then they fill them with all sorts of climate change hooey. They get to know the judge and the clerks, and they form these relationships. And the judges don't have to disclose they went to these conferences. They don't know who the donors to these conferences are. It's all privately funded. You know, and if you were getting sued by some green organization for climate change, right, how do you know the judge wasn't just at a conference a week ago with the very people suing you at their climate change conference? And none of this is open to disclosure. All this is private. All this is secretive. And we think it's a load of nonsense. The group that organizes this, the Environmental Litigation Institute, ELI, they've boasted that there are over 3,000 judges have been part of this program. I mean, that's a lot of judges who have taken part in what really is just complete breach of ethics.
So let me understand this correctly. So they have these environmental summits. These judges go. Why do the judges go?
Judges, like practicing attorneys, need to do continued education requirements.
Okay.
It's kind of like if you a commercial driver's license, you got to go back for testing every couple of years. People that hold a lot of these jobs in the public domain that impact the public domain have to go back for continuing education, coursework, learning. So they do it under that guise. Hey, judge, rather than attend a boring workshop on X, Y, or Z, come to our cool climate change workshop. But that's where it becomes a little bit of nonsense, because these are the very groups that are suing everybody on behalf of climate change, right? These aren't non-partial just attorneys, and there are environmental attorneys. There are experts in environmental law, of course, but these are groups that received barrels of money from, you know, the George Soros organizations of the world for the sole purpose of winning over judges to get favorable outcomes.
How much money are we talking about here?
From our investigation, it looks like the program operates around $7 million a year, which is a nice chunk of change to bring a couple judges to fancy retreats and pay for hotels and airfare. And that's a lot of money to throw around to get favorable outcomes.
You know, it's frustrating to hear that, because you have this image of judges being impartial and nonpartisan, but it's often people have to remember this. And I think it's important to note, a lot of times you become a judge because you are politically active.
Yes.
Most judges are not just plucked out of, like, you know, a phone book where they people are going, what's a phone book? But, you know, as if like they're going, oh, that, look at that attorney. Let's just make him a judge. A lot of times you become a judge because you know somebody. You're in politics to begin with. Right.
And the entire process, I understand lots of folks would do this if given the opportunity. If Power of the Future were allowed to become one of these organizations, we would have much better ones with better bourbon, I guarantee you, than the environmental left and all of their tofu, right? The problem is that they don't have to disclose. The problem is they don't have to disclose what judges attended the course. They don't have to disclose who funded the program itself. So again, if you're a big oil company and you're getting sued by Moms Against Asthma, right? Philadelphia Moms for Climate Change, and they're suing the Rich Zeoli Oil Company, and Rich Zeoli Oil Company's lawyers are like, oh, we're before Judge Turner. How do you know Judge Turner wasn't with the Moms for Climate Change 5 days ago? And you don't. And the judge doesn't have to tell anyone. No, none of this is disclosed. None of this is open to the public. So we're not even saying we want the program to end. We're saying we just want transparency, because if I have to get sued by somebody and I know the judge and the plaintiff were having drinks 5 days ago, I'm going to ask for a change of venue, right? I mean, that's not surprising.
Yeah, no. And you would hope that the judge would say, I have a conflict here, but that's not how the world really works. And the difference is that your organization has to disclose it because you are a 501c3 or C4?
we have to disclose a lot of our information. Yeah, and if we were bringing judges out and trying to wind them and dine them, I would think people would demand to know that Power of the Future was the group behind it.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you, I would tell you where the group behind it. I don't do anything in the secret, right? I'm not trying to hide what I am. I'm trying, I'm on your program. I'm trying to as loudly as possible proclaim what we're doing because I believe deeply in it. But if you tell me, well, did you bring those five judges on a retreat? Well, I'm not going to tell you that. Well, all right. Now you're getting into some shady stuff, right?
Yeah.
Now, when you're hiding your secrets, you're hiding all of this nonsense. It's no longer about the truth. It's no longer about just pushing, what's good for the common good in society. Now it's about your agenda. And I think America's kind of tired of backroom secretive deals where we don't have to tell everybody what's happening.
Daniel Turner's with me. Power of the Future is his organization. I was just talking to Abel Maldonado. I know you know him, the former lieutenant governor of California, who was telling me gas prices out there are still above $5 a gallon. I think I know the answer, but why? Because I'm driving around here today, and I see gas prices are under $3 a gallon, and that made me very happy today. What is it about these wacko states that it's still so high?
Yeah, it's just pure government regulation, right? It's government punitive measures. California passed new legislation that kicked in this year that added an additional 60 to 65 cents per gallon on that price tag. Of course, that's supposed to go to offset climate change and renewables and all of that nonsense. But all it is government stealing your money. The other thing that California does, which is a nightmare for the state, is that California has multiple different blends of gas, right? You know, when you go to the pump, you see the different octane levels. But those octane levels also, by the dumbness of our elected officials, change with the season, and they require different levels of viscosity and purity in the winter, the spring, the summer, the fall. California does that on steroids. So there are dozens and dozens of different types of gas. So if you produce gas, if you're a refiner and I need Rich Saoli's special blend number 5, well, I have to turn off all my machines. I got to clean them out. I've got to recalibrate. And then I've got to make Rich Saoli's special blend number 5. Right. I only need a little bit because he only requires it in Los Angeles. And then I turn it off. I clean out my machines. I recalibrate and I make the next blend of gas. But all of that is money. All of that is money. And that gets added on to the price. If California really wanted to lower gas prices, they would just say, we're going to have gas. Right. You can have your 3 levels of octane, 4 if you want to go crazy. But that's it. We're not playing this nonsense of calibrating for different seasons in different cities based upon, you know, how many leaves are on the trees.
There was an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal a couple days ago by Paul Tice. Paul Tice wrote this. He is a, if I could find it over here on my laptop, he's a fellow at the National Center for Energy Analytics. And the title of the op-ed is How Phil Murphy Caused New Jersey Electricity Prices to Soar. You and I have had this conversation before. Mikey Sherrill, the Democrat running for governor, is blaming PJM, which is one of the brokers for the how the electricity gets on the grid. That's their boogeyman here is not Murphy and his policies, but the third party that winds up brokering the energy to bring it into New Jersey, since New Jersey now has to bring in the energy since we've destroyed our ability to make it.
Yeah, and it's just pure hokum. And it's a wonderful scapegoat if you are the governor or any other elected officials, because the utilities, they have one job, which is to produce electricity. And they want to do it as efficiently, as effortlessly as possible. But they don't get to do their job because governors and state representatives get to pass all of these nonsense laws, like the gas blends I just mentioned in California, or New Jersey laws, right? So when Trenton or Camden says, by the year 2030, 50% of our electricity has to come from renewable sources, they pass that law. They all pat themselves on the back. What a great law we passed. But now it's the utility company that has to find a way to implement it. And when they can't implement it, what do? They raise rates because they have to buy it. They have to buy renewable energy from another provider, And they're like, oh, yeah, you need renewable energy? That's clean? Okay, well, here's what I'm going to charge you now for it. And they're stuck buying it, right? So the best way for a utility company to operate, get off their damn back. That's the problem with this entire industry, is that governors who know nothing about the electric grid, and Phil Murphy is not a dumb guy. He's worth a couple hundred million for a reason, right? Yeah. But that doesn't mean he knows how the electric grid works. But you know who does know? The electric grid. But yeah. They don't get to make electric policy. They're at the mercy of dumb governors like Murphy and dumb state legislatures like the folks you have in Jersey or I do back home in New York. They're the ones who make our energy policy, and that's why we're all up the creek.
Yeah, and this idea of saying, well, it's this PJM. They're the problem. They're the reason why you're paying more. I don't think anyone's going to buy it, but then again, I'm never surprised at what people are able to pull the wool over voters' eyes. But you don't have to look very, very far to remember how these people all promised to stop making energy in the state. I mean, that's what they ran on. It was a different time. Now they're all acting like they never said those things.
And, you know, we've been electrifying New Jersey and the rest of our glorious 50 states for a very long time. Right? In the grand scheme of humanity, electricity is fairly new. But in recent memory, we've been electrifying for 100 plus years.
Yeah.
We know how to do it. It's only the last couple years that it's become this enormous challenge. And what has changed, obviously, is climate hysteria. And a lot of that comes from bad judges who were bought off by green groups, first part of our conversation.
Yep.
A lot of that is media complicity. A lot of that is the Greta Thunberg scaring the crap out of people and bad elected officials who say, well, I guess we need to pass a law that says X, Y, or Z. And so you know, we've punished ourselves to the level of insanity. What's going to happen, I think, in Jersey, not that I want to give the Democrat candidate any advice, but if blaming the utility company doesn't work, she'll do the next best thing. She'll blame Trump, right? And the media will run with it. Donald Trump promised us.
I've noticed that. I've noticed that in the national media, Daniel Turner, Power of the Future, that they have been blaming Trump for rising electricity prices.
Absolutely, because it's the easy as could be, and who's going to push back on it? He's a wonderful foil. He's a wonderful scapegoat for everything that you don't like going wrong in the world. And so whenever something happens that you disagree with, you blame the president. And what media is going to push back on that, right? And if you are a brainless Democrat running for governor or one of her followers, it's wonderful. Donald Trump, blah, blah, blah. And he aligns with Trump. Chitterelli is like Trump and I'm not. And everyone will clap. And there you go, right? Yeah. You see this across the board with crime. No matter what the issue is, it will be Trump's fault. Except the people who made laws that put us in the pickle that we're in, whether they're laws about the crime or cashless bail or homeless or decriminalizing or laws about the environment or the electric grid or EVs. They're the ones that pass these damn laws that punish us, and yet they'll never own up to it.
Well, let me go so you can break your big story on Fox News about these judges and their ties to these green groups. Excellent work, Daniel Turner. PowerTheFuture.com and follow Daniel on X at Daniel Turner PTF. Always a pleasure, my man. Good work.
You're the best, Rich. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Break a leg, buddy. All right. As we continue along here, big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Remember, it is about care. It is not about cost. That's why Dr. Mike is the man and will give you the smile of your dreams. That is Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. All right. In the next hour, we're going to get into more of the president's meeting with the European officials and NATO. Before I go to break, though, I just wanted to play one more clip of James Comey and his confession about Taylor Swift. This is just more pathetic here. I started to play Cut 26, but I'm going to start playing Cut 27. I don't know how long I'll make it till I get frustrated and jump in again, but we'll try. This is a former FBI director and the architect of Russia collusion. Cut 27, go.
I really enjoy reading Arthur Brooks, who writes columns about.
All right, that's enough. I can't take it. All right, that's enough. We'll try. I can't. I'm sorry. I can't. He lost me at Arthur Brooks. So, sorry. Even more boring than Taylor Swift. What can I tell you? That's it. So, you got anything to add to that?
To the Comey clip? No.
About Arthur Brooks?
Oh. I think he's a professor at Harvard, so there's something good about him.
Yeah, there exactly. See, I knew you'd defend him. I knew it. I knew it. How did I know? All right, we'll take a quick break, but before I go to break, I want to remind you that summer is flying by. And we had a wonderful time at the Grand Hotel on Friday. It was fantastic because you were there. And if you were there for your first time, you got to see what a beautiful, beautiful resort it really is. And if you're bummed that summer's flying by, which you're probably not if you have kids, but if you are bummed, well, make it a September to remember. That's right. You can book your September stay now with amazing specials. And September is great because the weather is beautiful. The beach is beautiful. There are fewer crowds. The Grand has several special packages to make your getaway even grander. You can book a Grand Escape weekend this fall and earn resort credits, or make it a September to remember, book a September stay and still earn resort credits, save 10% off room rates. Just check out their website for details. Remember, book direct with them for the best rates and get those resort credits. The Grand is also the perfect place to host a wedding, baby and bridal shower, corporate event. With four ballrooms, they have the perfect space to make lifetime memories. Call my friend Caitlin. She was named the 2025 South Jersey Face of Weddings. She'll help you plan the wedding of your dreams. You could either have it on the beach, maybe back up in that fifth floor ballroom where we were the other day for our live show overlooking the Atlantic Ocean. Visit them online at GrandHotelKateMay.com to book your fall getaway today. If you're bummed that summer is flying by, well, September is the best. I'm telling you, I love it there in September. And if you do want to get away with the kids, because then they start their nonsense with their in-service days and all the other things, the Grand has an indoor heated pool and a game room for the kids and Hemingway's restaurant right on site. Or do a romantic getaway weekend, too. Cape May's got great restaurants, wineries, brewery. I mean, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. Go to their website for all the details, GrandHotelKateMay.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.